client ID, L as in Larry, U, C as in Charles, E, L as in Larry, I. Patient name, Elisa, E-L-I-S-A, Lucchesi, L-U-C-C-H-E-S-I. Date of birth, 7-13-1972. Provider, Kareen, C-A-R-R-E-E-N. Last name, Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L. Appointment time, 6-21-22, 10 a.m. Appointment end time, 6-21-22, 11 a.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. HPI. The patient is a 49-year-old female who presents for complaints of depression and anxiety. She has been a patient of Dr. Mark, M-A-R-C, Reitman, R-E-I-T-M-A-N, since 1999. The patient provides a timeline of her illness, which is in scanned documents. The onset of her illness was notably in high school with severe behavior problems, period, in 2018 was the onset of more serious illness, including depression and panic attacks. The patient also suffered from cyclic vomiting. She was under the care of a physician and was having many med changes. She was losing weight, had difficulty focusing. She was self-isolating. When the pandemic hit in 2020, she stated that everything was worse. By this time, she had gone from 150 pounds down to 115, standing 5 foot 9 inches tall. She has since plateaued and is staying at 115 pounds. At the onset of the pandemic, she was furloughed from her job as an optician. She was offered to come back in September of this past year. Period. She didn't go back because her male partner suffers from sarcoidosis and she did not want to risk getting him sick. Period. She continues not to work. In and around 2020, she underwent ketamine treatments without relief. She was very uncomfortable and had trouble with dissociation and hallucinations during the treatments. She ended up having a total of 46 treatments, period. After the seventh one, she complained to the provider that she had suicidal ideations. At that time, she was sent to Stony Brook Psychiatric Emergency Program and was admitted to 10 North. She stayed on 10 North for 5 days for the safety of herself and others. She stated that they raised her Elavil from 50 to 75 milligrams a day and raised her Prozac from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams per day. She is not doing any better to this day. She is engaged in mindful therapy with a therapist named Patty at the Mindful Therapy Center in Comac. She goes twice a week. She engages in cognitive behavioral therapy. She stated that the therapist Patty is also a Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, master, and has taught her meditation techniques, which she finds helpful. She also goes to Pilates classes and yoga classes, which also help her depression and anxiety. The patient had a serious suicide intent in May of 2021. She researched and learned how to fasten a noose. She was going to drink a bottle of vodka and take a bottle of Xanax. When she did not take those Xanax or the vodka, but did go downstairs to the basement to consider hanging herself, but she ended up having a panic attack and passed out on the floor. Her husband found her, and by the time she woke up, and did not bring her to a hospital. She simply stayed home. She describes herself as irritable and snappy. She has severe general anxiety. Her thoughts race with anxiety. She ruminates. She's not the type, she stated that she does not have the type of depression where she lies around. It is more of an agitated type. She was screened for attention deficit disorder, depression, bipolar illness. She answered affirmatively on some of the questions on the MDQ. However, upon investigating for bipolar illness, she has never had any periods in which she had excessive energy or loss of sleep. She has always missed her sleep. She has periods of being ill-tempered. She has difficulty concentrating and thinking, and it appears that her degree of anxiety drives her irritability. She has never felt high in mood. She has been on multiple medication trials over the past several years, including Remeron, Limictal, Bupropion, Paxil, Quetiapine, Xanax, Zoloft, Duloxetine, Aripiprazole, Latuda, Adderall, and medical marijuana. The doses and duration of these med trials are not clear. She does state that the marijuana makes her feel out of control and paranoid. She's also been tried on Ambien, Lunesta, and Trazodone. She has tremendous difficulty sleeping and does miss her sleep, as aforementioned. She currently denies suicidal ideation. She denies any thoughts of harming anyone. She denies hallucinations and denies, and no delusions are elicited. She presents as neatly dressed and groomed. She is thin. She appears her stated age. Her speech is fluent. There is no psychomotor disorder. She is alert and oriented in all spheres. The patient is pleasant and forthcoming. Her sister is present during the interview. With her consent, skip two lines, and we're going to go to past psychiatric history, colon. The patient has a history of behavioral problems starting in high school. She had severe anger issues, period. She would yell and scream, slam doors. She was verbally abusive to her mother and sister. The mother didn't want to even come home to her abuse, according to the sister. At one point, when she was about 21, she became afraid that she would actually hurt her mother, period. Even though the parents divorced, the patient decided to go live with her father, with whom she also had a difficult relationship. The patient had one psychiatric hospitalization, one failed suicide attempt. She has seen a number of therapists. Family history, : the mother has suffered depression and is alcoholic. She refused medication. The father is also alcoholic and depressed. He went on Zoloft and responded well. There is alcoholism on both sides of the family, in the maternal grandfather, aunts and uncles, paternal grandfather, aunts and uncles. Next subject, substance abuse. Patient stated that she used to drink wine, 1 to 2 glasses a night, more with friends, up to 3 or 4 drinks. At this time, she barely drinks, she stated. She had a DUI, on one occasion 6 years ago. She drank 2 large goblets of wine and drove, ending up with the DUI. She had to go to intensive outpatient treatment. The patient feels severely guilty about this to this day, in the sense that she could have hurt somebody. The sister also feels that the patient still ruminates about this and beats herself up, period. The sister stated that the patient changed after the DUI, which was 6 years ago. This fits into the timeline with the onset of severe illness. Medical, : no medical problems, according to the patient. She has no known allergies. She still gets a period, which is now irregular, period. She says she is in perimenopause. Next is surgical, : patient had a lumpectomy of the left breast. She also had a core biopsy at the left breast. Her recent mammogram was clear in 2022. Social, : the patient has been in a 20-year relationship with her partner, Jean, G-E-N-E, who is older than her at 73 years old. She stated he is supportive, but is not, quote, equipped, unquote, to handle this. For example, when he got her off the floor after her failed suicide attempt, he brought her upstairs and gave her a cup of tea to soothe her. She is an optician who has stopped working due to the pandemic. At this point, she doesn't feel capable of work due to her anxiety and irritability, depression. The patient and her partner live in a private home. Developmental colon, the patient comes from a alcoholic home. She describes no difficulties with school, period. Next line, the patient stated that she has been given the following diagnoses over the years. Dysthymic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, obsessional suicidal ideations, period. She's been given a diagnosis of bipolar 1, bipolar 2, and borderline personality disorder. To note, there's also a degree of social anxiety in the patient. She was a very shy child and tends to self-isolate now. Her current medications include Zoloft 200 milligrams POQAM, Klonopin 2 milligrams at HS, Wellbutrin 150 milligrams POQAM, Xanax 0.25 milligrams BIDPRN, Propranolol 10 milligrams POTID, and QUVIVIC. It's spelled QUVIVK, 50 milligrams POHS.